Okay. And the sun has set and it's after dark time. You know, there's moments during the after dark segment occasionally.
Yeah.
Where I go, what are we doing here? What are we doing with our lives? How are we here? But then we know the answer as to why we're actually here.
Yes.
A lot of it has to do with the things we talk about during an After Dark segment.
And kind of allude to or have those innuendos during the show.
Yes. Well, I mean, during the normal show?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard not to do that.
It is. You know? It's very hard. That's kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. Things get hard.
Wow.
All right. So let's do this. After Dark segment, if you want to call and you want to share anything that is more like the adult level, this is kind of like the gloves are off, save for hate speech, or like just, you know, if it's really disgusting kind of stuff like that, we'll cut it off. Let's do this. Let's give it a call, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry, Open Mic. That song is ridiculous.
It's great.
And I have to throw this out. So the guy who did that song, he did it under the name Fashion Element. So L'ME N T.
Yes.
his name's Wyatt Kane. He has a YouTube channel, which I would encourage you to check out. The humor is exactly the same. And he's a good friend of mine. I've known him since high school. And at one point, he and I were working together. And he went to take me to visit my late grandfather's, you know, man, 14 years ago. And so he takes me to go visit my grandfather for a couple hours. And he lived really close by. Drops me off. You know, I'm there with my grandfather talking to him. A little while later, he comes and picks me up. And he goes, hey, check out what I just did while I was home. And he played that for me. And I just couldn't believe how ridiculous that was. I mean, it's entirely a joke. And it's hilarious. So at any rate, that's Hot by Fashion Element. And I'd recommend you check it out. He actually is selling it on iTunes, and I think he uses all of the money he puts towards charity, like the latest disaster relief stuff. So it's worthwhile. Anyway, let's head to our call lineup. We have four callers calling, all with their sexy poetry, I'm assuming.
Yes, because that's all it is.
That's all. Well, I mean, it can be a lot of other things.
It could be a lot of other things.
That's very true. It really could be. But let's go to Connecticut, the sexiest of all states, and visit Barbara.
Hello.
Well, hello, Barbara.
Or should I say hello?
Whatever you want to do, Barbara.
I'm not Barbara. I'm I'm Barbara.
You know, I'm gonna study those clips, and I'm gonna learn how to do that exactly in your voice, and I'll do that at some point. Just to
okay. So this is kind of, I wrote it last month. It's really an ode to nail polish.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Hold on to your seats. An ode to California Carl. California Carl, you are but a nail polish color, but you bring me such joy. When I look at my nails in your color, I imagine splashing in azure water as a tanned Adonis glides smoothly beside me until I leave him to lie on the sun-drenched beach drinking frosty drinks like a daiquiri or a pina colada. His body glistens as the water cascades over his taut muscles, and he runs up to me sprinkling seawater over my heated body. He smells of sunscreen and ocean. Smiling, he turns me over to rub my back and shoulders with the lotion. We spend the rest of the day lolling on the sparkling sand and sipping our drinks until the sun begins to leave and we cover our tanned bodies and head to our oasis where we can be totally alone our desire peaking as we grow closer to our room. My fingers strip him of his meager covering, and he unpeels my damp suit until I am bare. He is bare, and I press my sun-toasted body onto his. We ignite in coral-hued moments, our movements slow, and I experience a heady sense of being part of the sun, sand, and water. The images are so real. I feel the pleasure and look down to my fingers, realizing this daydream had stolen me away from everyday moments to a place only imagined and designed from my California coral-colored nails. End poem.
That's a hell of a lot of extrapolation from nail polish. I think that's great.
Indeed. It is indeed. A lot of extrapolation.
Yes.
But that color is really incredible. So.
Well, fair enough then. What can you say?
Just beware.
I often thought that, you know, one of the most funny things you can do listening to poetry with kind of that bent to it is to take it completely literally, and which, of course, never works because it always works on the metaphoric level,
right.
You know. But take being a literalist, listening to poetry that is meant to generally be kind of more metaphorical, actually ends up with some really hilarious results. And your poem, of course, is the same also, but I enjoyed it very, very much.
Yeah, just, you know, like looking down at the color and thinking of all these things, which, you know, just came into my mind as I wrote the poem.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it goes.
Oh, yes, you know, who wouldn't want a heady, you know, experience like that, you know?
Yeah, true. I mean, JT's a nail polish madman, so, you know. Just seeking after that perfect experience.
Get you know, girlfriend or wife for JT.
That'd be Christine. That'd be Christine.
Get her to put on California Carl.
Yeah, California Carl. That doesn't sound like a weird, devious sex position. All right. Barbara, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, good night, guys.
Good night.
I'll be listening.
All right, perfect. Thank you. All right, and that was Barbara calling from Connecticut as our first color for After Dark. I feel like if I say After Dark, it sounds like I'm trying to convince of something. But if I say it After Dark, it sounds more like like a demented John Lennon. You know, like the when it's After Dark, there's no limit to what we can imagine.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Terrible.
Yeah, okay.
Bad. Okay. Let's go to someone who doesn't. Well, he does sometimes use metaphor, but most of the time he's just straight to the point. Let's go to Sinister in Missouri.
The one thing I hate about being on hold is I can't hear it unless I have the suit on.
I know. That's a frustrating thing.
It's like, you know, never mind. I'm not going to go there. All right. This is another piece. It took a little time to come about, and it is signature Sinister Sexy. It is called Thousand Count Climax.
All right.
Stress been the fountain of our affectionate longing, too much repressed passion and the wars at hand. Come to face the ceasefire and thousand count sheets of yearning as your essence is luscious aromas of valleyed flowers blooming. Engage your Venus as I'm pulled into its gravitational fruition, lustfully lapping the orchid of promiscuity's showering vibration. Soak me in intimacy's wiles of drunken paradigms poured in lust, weak and quivering now, the prowess of your bountiful thighs. Climaxing with grand fortitude, that clit raptures my tongue wildly, my loving extension, a spade of servitude to your altar's grandeur. Wanting this foreplay to enslave you like the many late night, lost in sexual oblivion until dawn's light alerts us through drawn cover. swimming in these fancy sheets. Your moans now pleads for a ride. Assertively laying me back, you kiss the frenzied bane with a smile. Glide onto your stallion, sternly saying, oh, I got this king, let voodoo lead. Damn that you do, intensely sultry, fucking me down like a rodeo queen. I'm weak aversion to your money shake, cupping and licking your peaks. Multitudes of orgasms got her swollen and firing my temple fully erect, demanding for its encased vein of your infinite frenzy to release and eject. Love that spasm in you when the intoxicating liquor within flows. Wash over my palisade poppy. Damn, your queen is ridiculously wet. So fucking hot, got me growing approval. You know, for you, my love, the king's best. Like a firework finale, we come at the pinnacle of a neglected sexual apex, sending shockwaves of serendipitous sexual empowerment, raining triplicate. Wetting these sheets ablaze, our passion's hearth fire expelling the battles now spent. That's Sinister Sexy. And peace.
Sinister, I don't think anybody else could have laid down what you just did. I think that was uniquely you, and I think you were the only person who could really present it that way.
Thank you. That is all thanks to, you know, getting introduced into when I started my network and found Sideshow and found his niche. His roommate is Kelly Cocktails, who I tried to get the call, but she's writing and she cannot be disturbed. And sure. She's a renowned erotic poetress, and she is. Man, she can do everything. Man, she's just something else when it comes to erotic poetry. And the influence of them in that circle has opened up a new avenue. And, you know, I got my own gear there. And it's fun to get into it every once in a while. You know, I don't do a lot of it, but when I do it, I raw and relentless, fully extreme. And I love it. It's fun, you know. And it's always written for my wife, so it makes it even that much more special. So
I can understand. That's wonderful, man. And we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the platform, man. I love it.
You got it. You got it. All right.
I read that every once in a while. I do that a lot. So I enjoy it when I can.
All right, man.
All right. Well,
cool.
I'm glad to have caught the whole show this week, man. It's been a while. I've been away and things, and
we're happy to have you.
You know, my first home, and I respect and love will always come through.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Really appreciate it. We appreciate you, and we'll hope you have you back very soon.
All right, have a good night.
All right, you too. And that was Sinister Khan from Missouri as our second poet for the four horsemen of After Dark.
The four. Well.
You know?
Yeah, we did.
It works.
Okay.
It works.
All right.
All right, let's go to by far the hottest horseman in After Dark. Let's go to Mary.
Hello.
Hello, Mary.
I'm not too naughty tonight. I'm going to sing something by Mumford & Sons.
Oh, okay.
But in such a After Dark way that it'll be worth it. No, I'm teasing. I like the music of today. I'm like, you know, you're such a musician. I have three daughters. They're 25, 22, and 19. And okay. I like some of their music.
So you like Mumford and Sons? Who else do you like?
Oh, I like Andrew McMahon, who used to be in Jack's Mannequin. I take my daughter to her at Blink 182. Come on, Green Day. We go back way back to then. I like some new stuff by, oh, gosh. Now I erased everything. Something just like this. Oh, who are those people? The Lumineers? This is good music.
You like the Lumineers? You know what's funny about that, Mary, is I actually knew the Lumineers. They're from Denver, and they played around here quite a bit. Yeah.
The Mile High, baby. Mile High.
Oh, yeah.
They're beautiful. Have you seen their video?
Well, I think I've seen some of their videos. I mean, I saw them in person a lot more, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you get to know the artist, that's even better. I'll do it any time over a video, but... I haven't had that pleasure yet.
Oh yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, I haven't seen them after they kind of hit the big time, but you know, It's
Steam Power Giraffes out of San Diego. It's another. They're phenomenal. You know, they put acting and poetry and music all to one, and you're watching a little video of a movie. You're really, you know, it's an experience.
That's wonderful.
Anyway, this is one of my favorite by them. I think it's from their new stuff. The name of it, I think, Lover's Eye. You can get it. Here we go. I'm part Irish. I don't know if they are, but boy, this music sounds like Irish. Thank you, guys. I love you.
We love you, too. That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll listen to the end.
All right. Thank you, Mary. And we'll talk to you next time, okay? And that was Mary Kahn from Arizona. Probably, I'm going to go out on a limb. It might be wrong, but I'm going to say probably the highest in temperature of any of the locations we've talked to today.
Yeah, probably.
In temperature, I don't know, humidity and all those other things come into play in a different way.
Arizona's dry, but no, there's no heat index. It's just, but when you get to that temperature,
right,
it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's still too hot. Sorry.
Totally. All right, let's go to Alabama, though, which is a place that, you know, it's got some considerable heat and humidity itself. Let's go to Stan. Stan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, all right. So you're the last person on the After Dark segment this evening. So I think you've got this cover you're going to read, right? So it sounds perfect.
Oh yeah, this is one of my favorite pieces. It really is.
All right.
And I enjoyed it. And the beauty of it is, it's funny, it travels well, and it's so true. And it's by a gentleman by, I think you know, Shel Silverstein.
All right.
And it's called That Perfect High. Here we go. There once was a boy named Gimme Some Roy. He was nothing like me or you, 'cause laying back and getting high was all he cared to do. As a kid, he sat in the cellar, sniffing airplane goo. And then he smoked banana peels when that was the thing to do. He tried aspirin in Coca-Cola. He breathed helium on the sly. And his life became an endless search to find the perfect high. But grass just made him want to lay back and eat chocolate chip pizza all night. And the great things he wrote when he was stoned looked like shit in the morning light. Speed made him want to rap all day. Reds laid him too far back. Cocaine Rose was sweet to his nose, but the price nearly broke his back. He tried PCP, he tried THC, but they never quite did the trick. Poppers nearly blew his heart. Mushrooms made him sick. Acid made him see the light, but he couldn't remember it long. Hash was a little too weak, and smack was a lot too strong. Quaaludes made him stumble. Booze just made him cry. Then he heard of a cat named Bubba Fats, who knew of the perfect high. Now, Bubba Fats was a hermit cat, lived high up in Nepal, high on a craggy mountaintop, up a sheer and icy wall. Well, hell, said Roy, I'm a healthy boy, and I'll crawl or climb or fly till I find that guru who'll give me the clue as to what's the perfect high. So out and off goes Gimme Some Roy to the land that knows no time, up a trail no man could conquer, to a cliff no man could climb. For 14 years he climbed that cliff. Back down again, he'd slide. He'd sit and cry, then climb some more, pursuing that perfect high. Grinding his teeth, coughing blood, aching and shaking and weak, starving and sore, bleeding and tore, he reached that mountain peak. And his eyes blinked red like a snowblind wolf, and he snarls the snarl of a rat. As there in repose, and wearing no clothes, sits the godlike Bubba Fat. What's happening, Fat? Said Roy with joy. I've come to state my biz. I hear you're hip to the perfect trip. Please tell me what it is. For you can see, said Roy to he, I'm about to die. So for my last ride, tell me how I can achieve the perfect high. Well, dog my cats, said Bubba Fat, another burned-out soul who's looking for an alchemist to turn his trip to gold. It isn't in a dealer's staff or on a druggist's shelf. Son, if you find the perfect high, find it in yourself. Why, you jive motherfucker, said Roy, I've climbed through rain and sleet. I froze three fingers off my hands and four toes off my feet. I braved the lair of the polar bear. I tasted the maggot's kiss. Now you tell me the high is in myself? What kind of shit is this? My ears, before they froze off, said Roy, have heard all kinds of crap, But I didn't climb for 14 years to hear your sophomore rap. And I didn't climb up here to hear that the high is on the natch. So tell me where the real stuff is, or I'll kill your guru ass. Okay, okay, said Bubba Fat. You're forcing it out of me. There is a land beyond the sun that's known as Zamboli. A wretched land of stone and sand, where snakes and buzzards scream. And in this devil's garden blooms the mystic Zuzu tree. Now, once every 10 years, it blooms one flower, as white as a Key West sky. And he who eats of the Zuzu flower shall know the perfect high. For the rush comes on like a tidal wave, hits like the blazing sun. And the high, it lasts forever. And the down don't never come. But Zamboli land is ruled by a giant who stands 12 cubits high. And with eyes of red in his 100 heads, he waits for the passerby. And you must slay the red-eyed giant and swim the river of slime, where the mucus beasts wait to feast on those who journey by. And if you slay the giant and the beast and swim the slimy sea, there's a blood-drinking witch who sharpens her teeth as she guards the Zuzu tree. Well, to hell with your witches. Hold on one second. Here we go. Well, to hell with your riches and giants, said Roy. To hell with the beasts of the sea. Why, as long as the Zuzu flower still blooms, hope still blooms for me. And with tears of joy in his sun-blind eyes, he slipped the guru a five and crawls back down the mountainside, pursuing the perfect eye. Well, that is that, said Bubba Fats, sitting back down on his stone, facing another 1,000 years of talking to God alone. You know, Lord, yes, it always the same, old man to bright-eyed youth. It's always easier to sell them some shit than it is to tell them the truth. End quote.
Loved it, Stan.
Well read.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well read. Great, great quote. JT actually is sitting here. He has the book in his hand with that poem in it as well. And we were enjoying it very much.
That to me is one of my all-time favorite poems.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you. I'm going to have to get my air better and my lungs better because that's a hard read.
Yeah.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
That it is.
That's like going after the raven. It is.
Yeah. That's no joke either. That's no joke at all.
Yeah.
No.
Man. Hey, Stan. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, my pleasure. And I want to thank you for a wonderful evening and all the poets out there. This has been a great night.
It really has been, and you've been a big part of it, and we appreciate you and everything you brought to the show, as well as everybody else who's listening.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks,
Stan.
Good night,
y'all.
Good night. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
And that was Stan Kahn from Alabama. That's our last caller on this month's edition of World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. Once again, for JT, for myself, for Novia, for Seamus, for Ursa, for the spirit that's floating around this place telling us, you know, it's done. Cut it off. We're good. I want to say thank you very much for everything, for both shows. We look forward to seeing you next week when we return with another episode of World Poetry Open Mic. See you then.